This is the second day of the March-April 2015 7-day retreat in Springwater. So today, I'd like to look at some things that came up in dialogue, in the group dialogue yesterday. And it just reminded me how often Tony Packer would do this. And quite honestly, she seemed to just have a knack for it. It would seem like she had been working on this talk for 2 weeks. And in fact, I'm pretty sure she just sat in this chair or wherever she was sitting and worked on it. So I don't know where this is going, but there's certainly some interest here in some of the things that we talked about. So I may use slightly different words than were used in the group, but hopefully they're going to convey the spirit of what was talked about. So, at some point in group, the topic came up, and the word intelligence was used. And that word was used not in the typical fashion that we think of intelligence, but more something which I might call mysterious that comes out of this awareness or presence. So for example, I mentioned in the group that during yesterday's talk, the words seemed to just come up. Without this kind of self-filtering going on. And I think, if I remember, we talked a little in the group about, well, people mentioned that in the group sometimes they wanted to say something and they weren't sure whether it was the right time to say it or how it would be taken. But specifically in the talk yesterday, these words would come up and they would just get out there. But at one point in the talk, something came up and it didn't actually get said. It didn't get vocalized. And it had nothing to do with a person sitting here thinking that it wouldn't sound right to say that, or it was just sort of seeing in a flash, maybe is the way to put it, that it wasn't quite appropriate to say that. And so this is an example of what I mean by intelligence, at least in this talk. Maybe it's very similar to another word that's commonly used, is intuition. And they're both very mysterious because we don't know where this comes from. It's not like working out a problem and some solution follows from the logic of the problem-solving process. And in fact, I probably mentioned this before, and a little while ago, actually gave a talk where this intelligence was discussed in that talk, or came up in the talk. And I may have mentioned that this isn't really something that doesn't seem to be restricted to people that meditate. I had a fairly well-known professor in grad school, was actually a theoretical computer scientist, fairly well-known. As far as I know, he never did any meditation. It's possible I didn't know that, but anyway, he told us that the way to work on a difficult problem was to work and work and work, and if we just couldn't solve it, to put it down, let it go. And then, maybe a day later, maybe a week later, we could be taking a shower, and suddenly, in a flash, the solution, or at least a way to the solution, would be visible. So where did that come from? Another question related to that came up in the dialogue was, in this awareness, this presence, this intelligence that presumably comes out of this, what happens to that intelligence? Is it still functioning when we seem to be just consumed with anger or rage? The example in the dialogue that someone mentioned was, somebody could shoot you for stealing their bubble gum. And we all know this sudden anger or rage that just totally comes over us at times. Where's this awareness or this intelligence? It doesn't have to even be that violent, I'll say. It could be simply we're sitting on our mats and There's just stories going on. It appears, looking back on it, that we're just lost in a story. Where's this awareness? I once asked Tony Packer about this. I'm quite sure it was in a group dialogue. I don't remember what the context was. But I do remember that she said, awareness is always there. Well, so I asked her, well, how do you know that? And she said, I just know. And this, at the time, was really quite perplexing. I could sort of accept that awareness maybe is there, just covered up by thoughts or anger or something. But how could she say that it is there? How does one know that or not know it? So actually, I think this question of awareness and covering up of awareness, maybe not specifically related to intelligence, comes up a lot, or has come up a lot in dialogue. And it's very easy to get tangled up in this. And that the discussion seems to get heavier and heavier and not really leading anywhere, not really being looked at openly. So what can we say about intelligence, about awareness, about whether or not it's functioning? How does one even approach that kind of a question? So I've actually, maybe because of this discussion with Tony quite a while ago, this has been something that has been looked at. And one thing that's sort of came out of, or comes out of, this looking is that one can see how as soon as this, what I'll call concept of me or this person or some people use the word ego. As soon as this comes up, then one can actually see, or can one see what comes out of that? Or what doesn't come out of that? So it seems pretty clear, sitting here in this retreat, that this thing we call intelligence, this mysterious intelligence we're talking about, is not separate or different from this awareness. And that awareness, this presence, is also the source of, well, hard to say that it's not the source of everything, but I'll leave that for now. What's clear is that it's the source of what I like to call compassion. That compassion and this kind of intelligence has nothing to do with me. Nothing. In fact, it's not there when I'm here. Well, when this me is directing the show, let's say. So from here, now in this presence, how could there not be awareness? It's here. It's not mine. It's not yours. So even thinking logically for a second, if these feelings of rage and anger which clearly come from this meanness, this concept of me. How could that possibly obliterate what is way beyond that, outside of that entirely? Not outside of it, encompassing it. This might seem like sleight of hand, but whenever sort of what I'll call difficult, tricky kind of questions come up, like where does this awareness go when I'm consumed with anger or rage? From this perspective, it's always well, let's put it this way. These answers cannot be found in the thinking process. So when that process is still, when the concept of me is not there, or at least not, I'll say it again, in control, that's where the so-called answers, quote, big quotes around that, because it's not an answer in the way we're used to using that word. I don't have a word really. So maybe Tony was able to say that because she was speaking from awareness. Speaking from here. I'm saying a lot of things that shouldn't be believed or taken on faith or something. What I'm suggesting is that to really work on these kind of issues, is to go into this awareness, to be this awareness. And then questions like, does this intelligence exist at the same time as all this anger and rage or whatever one is caught up in? Then it's not really even a question. I know a lot of the Zen masters in the past have used their own words for this, and I'm sure the last day I will read at least some of Wang Po's comments. But it's clear that everything comes out of this awareness, this presence. So I think the problem that comes up with these kind of issues, especially in a dialogue where we're talking to one another, is that we have such a sort of natural tendency to resolve these kind of things with our thinking process. To make sense of them. And somehow, we can be caught up in all that, and it's not really, in a certain sense, satisfactory not to be able to do that. But then, when it opens up, the whole question dissolves almost. Or does it? So we started out with this intelligence. And how does it coexist with these, or does it? These feelings of anger or rage or storytelling. And this is where this talk is where it led. But it doesn't really do any good to hear somebody else tell you that. I mean, Tony Packer told me it does exist. It's always there. And yet, so what? So this whole process of looking into this question for several years and looking into it right here is what? I don't know. If this is a question for you, it doesn't matter what Tony says, or I say, or Wang Po says, or the Buddha says. But it is and I'm gonna get zinged for this, but it is a good question. So we've got another group today. And we can certainly bring this up again. Maybe I didn't talk about what people really were interested in. But there's still plenty of chance for that. So bring it up or look at it. And we'll just go from there. So I'll stop here.